And it's time for today's No Sweat News, the bizarre stories of the day. And you could end up winning the No Sweat News quiz behind this. That quiz tomorrow morning. Free concert tickets up for grabs. Ghost and Volbeat, the big show with the 25th anniversary concert series from Rat Radio hitting the Prudential Center. Hey, you know, Dateline Wisconsin, for story number one, I've got three doozies for you. In a marriage, it's important to have some things in common with your spouse. And take, for example, this couple driving Sunday morning. He was behind the wheel. She was in the passenger seat. And sadly, well, it's Wisconsin, so you know what their evening plans were. Drinking heavily. He got pulled over for a DWI, never recommended. And while he was being arrested by the police officers, she decided, you know what? I'm just going to go home. He looks like he's busy for the rest of the night. So this is her decision. 40-year-old Sarah Stowell, the wife, jumped behind the wheel and said, I'll see you later. That's when she hopped a curb and crashed into a utility pole because it turned out she was hammered as well. So the upshot here is both the husband and wife both got busted for DWI. Driving in the same car on the same evening. That might be a record. Might be a record here in New Jersey. But in Wisconsin, something tells me it ain't the first time it's happened. Dateline South Dakota for story number two. Here's the story of a guy's 73-year-old mother who accidentally took his pot brownies to the local senior center for card night. That won't work out well for Michael Caranda, who works as an elementary school teacher in South Dakota. You see, he had recently gotten back from a trip to Colorado. What do we know about Colorado? It's not the mile high city for no reason at all. It's legal there. Michael picked up a pound of THC butter on his trip, and he cooked half of it, a half a pound, into his pot brownies and left them on the counter. Well, Mom, Irene, 73 years young, found them the next morning and decided to take them to the card game at the senior center, not knowing they were special brownies. Well, it was shortly after that when the phone started ringing at 911 with people saying, I'm not feeling so well. Apparently, other people made it to 70 without ever feeling what THC feels like. Well, sadly, recreational marijuana is still illegal in South Dakota. Police figured out what happened and actually showed up to the guy's school to arrest him. I think that dude really needs his own place instead of living with Mom. Sadly, I think that place is going to be jail. That's a bummer. Half pound. Half pound of THC butter. That'll butter your brownie. And our third and final story goes to Budweiser. Budweiser is doing a golden can contest. So if you're a Bud drinker, I mean, not my favorite, but if you are, Bud, you should know, is doing a golden can contest with a chance to win $1 million. They're hiding 10,000 golden cans inside specially marked packages throughout the country. Now, if you find a golden can, you don't automatically win $1 million. You got to jump through a bunch of hoops. And, of course, one of them is posting a selfie with the can and proclaiming your love for the brand and all that. And if you do that within a certain time, you're entered to win $1 million. And, you know, I mean, 1 in 10,000, pretty good odds. So there you go. The No Sweat News for today, Thursday, January 13th. Tomorrow, we do the No Sweat News quiz for tickets to see Volbeat and Ghost at the Prudential Center.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.